B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's time for the Rat Party Podcast, where it's a little bit extra bit of us, uncensored.
We didn't do a rap party on Friday, and something really, really weird happened.
What happened Friday?
Producer Nicole told me this morning that we kind of got busy on Friday, and although we want to make the rap party obviously daily, we lost studio time, whatever. It was a behind-the-scenes issue, so we didn't do a rap party. But Producer Nicole said the rap party usually gets, you know, a lot of downloads, over 1,000, and our show gets like almost double that, our daily show. But on Friday, our daily show got like quadruple what it normally gets.
Yeah. So it's almost like there are people that specifically listen to the rap party and people that specifically listen to the full show. And then Friday, they just combined the two.
Yeah. And it's kind of like I always think that if I'm a Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show fan, I'm going to listen to the full show, not just the rap party.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then vice versa. Like if I'm going to listen to the full show, I want to listen to the rap party because it's like an extension of that daily show.
Sure.
So I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Plus, we didn't do one, and then we mentioned on the Monday rap party that we didn't do one on Friday, and nobody cared, and now all we've been getting is tons of messages from people saying how much they love the rap party.
Do you think, like, TV shows operate in the same way? Like, do you think there's people that are about to cancel a TV show because they're like, we're not getting much feedback? All of a sudden, they get, like, an email.
And they're like,
let's keep it going.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
because that's pretty much what we're doing with the rap party.
Well, it's funny. I mean, like for us, we use metrics.
Yeah.
There's a company that rates radio stations, and we're rated up against other morning shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the new kid on the block still, even though we've been on the air going on 5 years. We're still the new kid on the block amongst all these giant morning radio shows in Charlotte. Ace and TJ, Bob and Sherry.
Right.
You know, John Boy and Billy, Paul Shad. Dude, the list goes on and on. And it's funny because, you know, we're in the battle with all these great shows, and we shouldn't be, if you ask me, because we're still so new. But anyway, we're in the battle, and then our boss, like, will see that, like, the bottom fell out a little bit, and then we get an email about how much they love the show, and the boss is like, oh, okay.
Well, that's fine. You guys can suck.
It's like one email
changes their mind.
Changes their mindset. So now I forward them all the emails. I thought they wouldn't care.
No, but they care.
Yeah.
And they really care when it's bad emails.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a bad email, yeah. Please don't send any negative comments about the show. We'll be in a meeting all day.
Yeah. I could be doing great, and then all of a sudden somebody would be like, I don't like the way Roy talks. We'll be in a meeting, be like, can you change your accent by chance?
Roy, I told you time and time again, I need you to enunciate.
So funny. So we got a text message from 910 that said, just wanted to say I'm currently listening to the Rap Party Podcast. This was at 9:06 in the morning. So somebody was listening to the podcast while we were still on the air.
Oh.
I'm listening to the podcast on Monday on Spotify and heard you guys say that nobody listens to it. Well, I do. I love it because I feel like you guys are more fucking uncensored.
Whoa.
Wow.
She didn't say that. I added that.
Oh.
And it makes it that much better. So keep the shit coming.
Say cuss words in. We're not supposed to cuss.
I know
we're not.
At least not.
We were told specifically not to do that.
Well, we hide them.
But so we can say like a little bit more racier, risque-er things.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
In one episode, we talked about what we like in porn.
I played the straight porn for Nicole, and she ran out. That's funny.
We would never be able to do Get Away With That on the
radio. No, we really would not.
You know, like, we could do it, but then we'd have to lock the door and not let our boss Quagmire in.
Since he's banging on it.
Yeah.
Pull them off.
Good stuff, though, today on the show. Let's start with Bree, who kind of randomly called in. She's going to give us an update tomorrow about a date that she was supposed to have.
Yeah, so she was supposed to go on a coffee date at 6:30. But the guy didn't show. So she called us at 7. She's like, I don't know what to do. Maybe you guys can help. Listeners called in, told her what she should do. Very mixed. Some people saying stay, find love, you know, no regrets. Some people are saying get out of there.
You know, I sit here and during the show, I was like, no, you should leave. Like, don't sit there and look desperate, blah, blah, blah. And then I talked to my au pair today while we're on, like, through text messages, and the poor girl just got on Tinder. I, like, convinced her to get on Tinder, and she sends me a screenshot of just, like, I mean, I feel bad for people who have to date on Tinder right now. Like,
there's not a lot of good options.
There really is not, and she's like, everyone I'm attracted to, they won't text me back, and I'm like, yeah, because they're super attractive, and they probably have, like, 50 people messaging them, so, like, I don't know. I just...
Maybe now you think she should have stayed.
Yeah, now I'm kind of like, well, that bad out there, maybe you should hang around.
What was the headline on the Tinder thing that the person that she saw, she screenshotted it?
Yeah, hold on. It was like...
Oh, she sent it to us?
It wasn't it like going to prison?
No. That was the one that Nicole's friend saw.
Oh, yeah.
This one was, I just want someone to watch scary movies with and cook some dope ass food. But the guy's naked in the photo, whoa, and he just has a towel draped over his front.
Like he just got out of the shower.
Yeah, and he's like total dad bod, which is fine. But like, I'm sure my 26-year-old au pair is not looking for a dad bod at this
right.
point, you know?
Does she find him attractive?
This guy?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I was about to say.
She wanted to screenshot to see, yeah, to show you what she's getting.
Yeah, so she like sent me the screenshot, and she's like, this is what's out there, Loren. This is why you told me to get on Tinder. I was like, okay, sorry.
So now you think the girl should have stayed, try to find love. Because didn't they meet at the coffee shop and they were like, let's meet back here in a week? Is that what it was?
I just don't want her to look desperate. Like, I think he probably literally forgot, like, didn't put it in his phone because it was a week ago, slept in. And, like, maybe the next time they run into each other, he'll have this epiphany and be like, oh, my God, I'm such an idiot. I'm so sorry.
I can't wait to hear the update tomorrow morning. We'll do it around 7:20. We'll get a quick update from Bree on whether or not she stayed and whether the guy showed up. I say if the guy didn't show up, she's got to be out. She gave him at least 45 minutes that we know of, and we'll find out tomorrow at 7:20 how much longer she stayed. But, Loren, what if she stayed till 7:30 and he still didn't show up?
I don't – just why waste your time at that point?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, be out. Be done.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we'll find out at 7:20 tomorrow. Also, I want to do, because Nicole said that her friend told her on Tinder there was a funny headline. Like,
that was the one. I'm going to jail for 6 months just looking for a good time
hookup before I go to jail.
I'm making a note right now that tomorrow on the show, I want to talk about funny Tinder headlines. Because that'll be great. Because that says everything about you.
I wonder what mine said. It had to have been catchy or funny because...
Yes, this is Roy from the MRL show.
You want to date me.
looking for love? Look no further.
Here's Roy.
Or like our billboard says, caution, laughs ahead.
Caution,
Roy Brown.
Love ahead, Roy Brown.
Loren, is there an update at all on the birds that were crashing into the NASCAR Hall of Fame overnight uptown here in Charlotte? You really know, weird story.
The news hasn't said any updates, but like I've seen like comments on it of people posting, and they say it happens like every year, and I don't believe that.
I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
I mean, like, obviously the birds will like fly into your house, like whatever, but this was like a mass, like 300 birds. And now we were getting some text messages throughout the morning that was like trying to explain what it was.
They're
all migrating right now. And there's one alpha bird that like leads the pack. So if he leads the pack into a building, they all die.
such idiots.
Thanks,
it's like
Mike.
The kamikaze pilot, you know? But it's just like, it's so crazy because isn't that what happened? Somebody else pointed out that's what happened in Bird Box. And then, like, I feel like every apocalyptic movie starts like that. Like, the birds know first. So now I'm, like, watching other cities because if this whole thing starts to go down, I'm going to a bunker.
Do you even know where a bunker is?
Maybe.
Why'd you say maybe?
Because I'm not taking everyone with me.
But, just answer. Do you know where one is?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
A friend?
A family. Well, family, but not on my side.
Oh, okay. Up in Virginia. Yeah, they got bunkers everywhere up there, man. They're ready for, like, it.
Yeah.
By the way, that's too far.
If an apocalypse goes down,
you need a bunker pronto.
No way. I can make it in 2.5 hours.
You'd be running over zombies.
That's okay.
Okay.
I've got an arson at my house, too.
We went... During Halloween, we went to that house in Belmont. Wasn't it Belmont? I want to say Belmont.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they had a World War II bunker.
Mm-hmm.
And
tunnels underneath the house and everything.
Yeah. And during the Korean War, they would hide out in there.
Yeah.
And it was like there was stuff written on the walls. I took pictures of that. I should post that.
It made the news after we went there.
It did?
Yeah, because they tried to sell it.
Oh, that's right.
It was up for sale.
That's right. Now I remember. Yep.
I wonder if they were able to.
I'm sure so. That's an interesting quality.
But wasn't it
as a real estate agent, Loren?
Yeah, but I would think haunted places do not sell very well.
I don't
on the
think
market.
They. I don't think the news article went into saying it was haunted. I think it just talked about the history of the bunker.
Speaking of haunted, our friend Tina from CAPS, the Charlotte Area Paranormal Society, reached out to us and wanted to know if we were doing something with them this year. We're going to actually take a break with them this year. And we've decided to dumb it down a little bit and take away all the ghost tracking equipment and all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All that stuff. We're just going to get a Ouija board
and see what happens,
and go to someone's house who claims that the house is haunted.
Just see what happens.
Yeah, we'll just try it ourselves.
Yeah.
All right. And then the last thing on the show today that we got to talk about, as far as the show goes, then we got one off air topic that we got to get into is the study says that customers will not put up with bad service after going to a restaurant or going to a retail store three times is the average person's limit, but not on this show.
No, Lorenzo, one time, if you make her unhappy, she's never coming back.
No, and it's not like I'm like, you know, oh, I'm too good for that. There's just too many options out there to like waste your money at a place that you've had a bad experience.
So let's be real. Super Rica. Wonderful Mexican restaurant in Charlotte. They have a award-winning menu. They win awards all the time in Charlotte, and they win awards all the time in Atlanta, their flagship one.
Mm-hmm.
You went there once, and a little AC dripped on you.
No, it was the whole experience. But to be fair to them, it was their first week, but I don't think the restaurant should open if they're not ready. Like, you have to be prepared for this mass group of people to come in.
That's true, but it's about money too. Maybe they needed to start making money.
Yeah, I guess so. But they were out of like every single beer that I wanted to order. The service was really bad. The air conditioning had a huge leak and it was dripping all over the dining room. Not like just on one table. Like, they had half the bar shut down. And then
remember the general manager called in.
Oh yeah, because he wants you to come back because, you know.
And I here's the thing, like. It's not that I'm on this like staunch, like I will never go back to Super Rica, but
you
like,
haven't.
I haven't because there's so many other options. You know what I mean?
So like, they lost you. If you had a good experience, you would have went back.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're a one and done.
Have you ate at other restaurants since then that you've ate at multiple times?
Yes.
Then why wouldn't you? Why are you repeating places? Why won't you give them another shot?
Because I really like those places.
So my thing is like when I went to Coliseum 5 or V, I don't know what the hell it is, but it's over there right across from Bojangles Coliseum. And like with Super Rica, they just didn't predict how many people would be able to be there. That's why they ran out. Not the fact that they weren't ready to open. They couldn't handle the amount of people that bought things.
Because
That same week, I ate there, and it was great, and I had everything on the menu.
Yeah. I like I said, I'm not saying that it's a terrible restaurant. I'm just saying there was a series of unfortunate events that happened while I was there, and it just added to my experience.
But that's just them not being able to plan what to order and getting the trucks in quick enough. I went to Coliseum, whatever, V, and like they opened knowing that their bar wasn't ready. Like, open, like, knowing that they didn't have, like, the permits. And I'm like, well, that's rough.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about opening up when all I can do is drink soda.
I mean, so you had a bad experience. Are you going to go back?
I'm sure I will.
Oh, okay.
But would you go back over, I don't know, going to the Manchester that you love? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just become a creature of habit where, like...
I get what you're saying is like there's so much competition out there.
Yeah.
It's no different than the radio show, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
We piss you off once, you're gone.
Yeah, I mean like if we are talking about something that you know, and we try not to do this, believe it or not, like we don't want to put anything that's dull or boring on the radio, obviously. Like we always try and bring you content that is either entertaining, funny, or relatable is like kind of our
thing.
Our sketch pad.
Yeah.
But like if we don't, then you're gone. You know, let's go see what Bob and Sherry are doing.
Right.
And then come back.
I'm the same way with that with TV, y'all.
How many episodes do you give a show?
Same way with TV.
I'll give a show one episode.
Yeah.
To draw me in.
Same okay. Here. So, I mean, that's the same thing.
If by the end of the second episode of the new season, I'm not in.
Yeah.
There's just too many options out there now with Hulu, Netflix, what it's on normal TV.
That's true.
You're talking about our jobs too, with all the options out there, you know? But see, the difference is like, and people are always like, oh, you know, podcasting this, podcasting that. Like, if you make a living on the radio, like we're doing, if somebody's willing to pay you, it takes you so far away from the podcasting community, because anybody can turn on a microphone and record something. And so we're grateful for that, that like, not only are you listening to this podcast, but we're grateful that you listen to the radio station too.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a lot of responsibility. And yeah, we screw around, we have a good time, and we laugh, but there's a lot of responsibility that goes into, you know, putting the show together and making sure that we grab your attention.
It's supposed to sound like we're just sitting in here chit-chatting, and there's a lot of work that goes into that. It's the design of our art that we're trying to do, is we're trying to make you think, you know, but
that we're friends, and we're really not.
No.
We say that a lot, that the three of us are really good friends. I couldn't tell you, like, Loren's address. I wasn't at her party.
That's not true.
No,
yes,
that's not true.
But it makes it easier, though.
It just, there's a lot of orchestrating parts that goes in. There's a lot of technical side that goes into the show that a lot of people don't know about.
Try working with two people who, like, told you that they're leaving to go to another city, and, like, you're trying to make ends, like, trying to hold on for dear life. Like, that happened to me here, you know, years ago. It sucks, man. But being in the room with you two and with Nicole, although Nicole sometimes is moody. Like, watch this. Let's just check in with Nicole.
Hey, Boo, what's going on?
Nothing.
See? She's talking, mistalks a lot.
Yeah, yep.
Not feeling it today, or?
What are you doing?
The Rap Party Podcast.
Why are you doing this?
Because we were saying how the three of us are really good friends, and sometimes, you know, you don't want to be drawn in on the conversation, and I feel like today is one of those.
Thanks for not looping us all into that.
Just busy, you know.
Now, I wonder if people on the podcast was able to hear you talk. When you hit
when
that
I was
button.
Talking to her?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not. Another thing that we got to get fixed.
Oh, God. Holy cow.
We updated our whole computer systems and everything's messed up.
All right. Okay, the last thing. Costumes for the Gravediggers Ball. If you're listening to this and you live in the Charlotte area or the surrounding area, just...
I don't think I'm dressing up.
Just know that tickets are going to up in price midnight tonight.
I just hear Lorraine all upset.
Here's the thing. Like, if we're not all going to dress up, why are we dressing up?
I won't.
I want to dress up. But, like, when one person's like, oh, I'm too cool to dress up, then
that's
I'm like...
That's not what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. Can everyone agree with me that this year it's a little bit weird?
Why?
Because we've all, from the get-go, we typically all try to organize something together. And then from the get-go, that was off. And then now that's evidently trying to get back on. And it seems wishy-washy.
I also think it's kind of like, I think Diplo's like a really cool artist, and I feel kind of weird going in dressed as Woody from Toy Story interviewing Diplo.
So it is weird when we do that.
That's the deal? You feel silly?
I'm just saying, I think it adds to it.
Well, you could take a costume and like change after you interview him.
I guess. And the other thing too is I've drained all my easy costumes. I've been a football player, I've been a hockey player, I've been a Ghostbuster, I've been a race car driver, I was Barney from the Flintstones.
I don't remember
we
any of those.
Cheerleaders the year...
Did cheerleaders.
OMC
we had
came?
It was Omi.
I know that whenever we try to orchestrate costumes, it never fits me. I always have a costume issue. Remember when we went to Morse Costumes and I was trying on everything and nothing fit?
But we kept it positive.
Yeah. No, buddy, listen, it's fine.
But that costume's not cool anyway.
But we even tried ridiculous things like Spider-Man. Yeah, no, you got it. You got to put it on.
Yeah, maybe this year we won't. But here's the problem. If we don't dress up this year, I think that's it. Next year we'll say, why are we going to dress up this year? We didn't dress up last year.
But here's the other side to this, too.
Setting a bad precipice.
Precedent.
There you go.
And by the way, I'm the one who messed with that.
Don't know why that was not in my head.
Because you don't know that word.
Okay.
I have a feeling if we don't dress up, because there's office politics involved, too. People are going to think that we're just
too cool.
Being too cool and too popular, and we don't want to dress up.
That's a thing. That's going to be a thing.
That's not it at all. Like, that's the furthest from it.
Let's ask Nicole if she's dressing up.
Never does.
Are you dressing up for Halloween for Gravediggers?
No.
Okay, so if she's not, then we're not.
Guys, no.
Ask her what you just said, though.
What do you mean?
About the...
Let me ask you this. So if you're not dressing up, are people going to think that you're too cool and like...
For us.
Oh, I'm getting into it. Are people going to think that you're too cool?
I don't really give a shit.
Okay.
I didn't dress up last year. I don't dress up.
We're throwing the idea around that we're not going to dress up. What do you think the office reaction to that will be?
that you guys aren't dressing up?
No.
I don't know.
Everybody from the office dresses up, though. They're all going to think that we're, like, being snotty and that we don't want to participate and we're too cool for school.
She's talking to someone. But not Bill or John. They don't dress up.
Quagmire or Walter?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I know they don't, but they're also not on stage hosting the contest right. And all that stuff. That's
but
the problem.
Here's the other part, too, that I have issues with. When we're on stage and we're doing the costume contest, we're wearing a costume, too. You can't tell. It might be a bit confusing.
Right. Is that Roy? Is that Loren? Is that Loren? Is that Maniac?
Like, are they part of the participants?
I'm pretty sure the people with the microphones are not participants.
When you're far out in the back, who knows, man? You can't see that close to the stage.
Let's make it easy. Let's just wear our reflective vests and go as street cleaners because we have our two streets that we adopted. And we'll just bring a little thing and we'll... Let's just go as construction workers with reflective vests and hard hats.
Okay.
This way we stand out.
I'm down.
All right. Loren, you can be a little sexy construction worker.
What if I want to be a sexy construction worker?
I was getting to you.
I like to show off my junk.
You got a couple tools that you want to hang off?
I'll be going around. You want to touch my tool?
That's a big hammer.
I'll drill you. Just
can I see
all
your
inappropriate
screwdriver?
Things.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Rap Party Podcast. And this is what you asked for. This is what you love. And this is why we love you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.